The Hunting of the Snark, An Agony in Eight Fits, by Lewis Carroll. Fit the First. The Landing. Just the place for a snark, the bellman cried, as he landed his crew with care, supporting each man on the top of the tide by a finger entwined in his hair. Just the place for a snark, I have said it twice, that alone should encourage the crew. Just the place for a snark, I have said it thrice, what I tell you three times is true. The crew was complete. It included a boots, a maker of bonnets and hoods, a barrister brought to arrange their disputes, and a broker to value their goods. A billiard marker, whose skill was immense, might perhaps have won more than his share. But a banker, engaged at enormous expense, had the whole of their cash in his care. There was also a beaver that paced on the deck, or would sit making lace in the bow, and had often, the bellman said, saved them from wreck, though none of the sailors knew how. There was one who was famed for the number of things he forgot when he entered the ship: his umbrella, his watch, all his jewels and rings, and the clothes he had brought for the trip. He had 42 boxes, all carefully packed, with his name painted clearly on each, but since he omitted to mention the fact, they were all left behind on the beach. The loss of his clothes hardly mattered, because he had 7 coats on when he came, with 3 pairs of boots, but the worst of it was, he had wholly forgotten his name. He would answer to "Hi," or to any loud cry, such as "Fry me," or "Fritter my wig," to what you may call him, or what was his name, but especially "Thingamajig," while for those who preferred a more forcible word, he had different names from these. His intimate friends called him Candle Ends, and his enemies Toasted Cheese. His form is ungainly, his intellect small, so the bellman would often remark, but his courage is perfect, and that, after all, is the thing that one needs with a snark. He would joke with hyenas, returning their stare with an impudent wag of the head, and he once went a walk, paw in paw with a bear, just to keep up its spirits, he said. He came as a baker, but owned when too late, and it drove the poor bellman half mad. He could only bake bride cake, for which, I may state, no materials were to be had. The last of the crew needs a special remark. Though he looked an incredible dunce, he had just one
sample complete. Ready to continue?